This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
We hung out one time and then we like asked each other, like I asked her to move in with me.
As you should, yeah.
Literally like first day, yeah, like, yeah. That's like when you know, girly, you know. Girly. I tried to get, no, that's such a, like, I didn't try to get him in a music video.
Stop it.
Explain.
Hey,
explain, because
I asked.
I was actually reading a book today. I read. It's The Creative Act, and it was basically saying how, like, the same one.
No, you've been reading that for so long.
No, that's me.
Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hi guys, welcome back.
I'm Tati.
I'm Kaylee.
We talk about all things music, film, TV, entertainment, you know the drill, so if that's a bit of you, make sure you stick around.
I love that that's a thing now, like I know it off by heart.
Yeah.
Today's a guest episode.
Such a fun guest episode.
We haven't done one in a while.
No, we've been waiting for the right guest.
Yes, that is exactly true. and today we're speaking to Lucy Blue.
Yeah, she's an Irish singer-songwriter and producer, low-key.
Low-key.
From Dublin. I mean, Irish. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that's right. You can't generalise.
Exactly. Yeah, super excited. We love having musicians on. I feel like musicians are like our main demographic.
We do.
Guests.
That wasn't the plan originally, but we're going rogue. Why not?
Exactly. So yeah. Let's jump right in. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to As Seen
In. Thank you. Excited.
How's the day going? How are you?
It's good. Yeah. It's like, I feel like the days go, it's so sunny outside that like, I feel like everyone's just like in a better mood, like walking around. Mm-hmm. It's just so nice.
I've been saying that. I feel like life is actually worth living when the sun is out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about the winter that depresses me to my core.
No, same.
But I just love everyone's vibe when the sun comes out. It's like everyone's so much happier. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love winter, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm a winter girl.
No, jealous of that.
I don't like the short days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the vibes.
The coziness.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. I just like a jumper, you know. I mean, I did wear a jumper today thinking it was cold and it was actually not too cold.
Yeah, so I think winter wear is better almost than...
I like the layering.
I love wearing a coat. Like, I'll just keep my coat on all the
time. Oh, yeah, 100%. You know? Okay, for people who don't know your music and who you are, can you give them a brief introduction?
Okay. my name's Lucy Blue. I make sad music. That's always I write lots of songs and put them out. I try to produce a lot of them. I've been living in London for 3 years making music from Ireland.
Yeah, we spoke
about it. Yeah, embarrassing tourists in my own country. Just like write songs that come from the heart and trying to connect with people through that.
Well, this actually isn't your first mention on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Nell spoke about you. That's
Did she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was on the episode or if it was when we were speaking after.
Oh my gosh.
Was saying that you guys used to live together.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and then she moved out.
Oh, that's not true. Did she say that? Said, I'm literally going to kill her. That's not true. No, we lived together. We literally got kicked. We didn't get kicked out. We both had to leave the apartment at the same time.
Gosh. Okay.
But oh my god, I love Nell so much. That's my girl. That's my girl.
And you're both, so great. So did you know her from Ireland when you were
We met in London, but we didn't even know each other in Ireland. We just met over here. Me and Nell always like tell the story, but we hung out one time and then we like asked each other, like I asked her to move in with me.
As you should, yeah.
Literally like first day, that's like when you know, girly, you know. Girly,
yeah, you
know
that's mean? Literally like how when we met as well. It's like really, we hung out once and then every day since then we're just like always hanging
that.
Out. We get the vibes.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I get the vibes.
So cute. I also really love the fact that I feel like Irish artists, musicians, actors, whatever it is, it feels like there's such a tight-knit support system, sort of like an unwritten rule that you guys like just support each other so much, which I think is like not necessarily lacking in the London community, but I think there's just this like this vibe over here that it's just everyone, it feels a bit more individualistic. So I always like really admire that about like Irish culture. And just like that when you go to Ireland, it's like so just like welcoming. And
No, it is great. Yeah, I feel like there's loads of Irish artists over here and it's kind of like we just gravitate towards each other. Like half of my friends here are Irish and it's like, whoa, I feel like I moved here to get away from you guys. And now I'm like, it's really nice. Like, it's just like, it's like so many Irish people over here.
It must be nice to have that like community feel.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably, I don't know. It's like maybe being in somewhere else, it kind of like feels like you just like, are like, let's all stick together. Yeah. You know?
And London's a scary place.
It's
a scary place. Do you like living here?
I like it. I'm like, whoa, like the shift. I'm like, I feel like I'm about, like my ancestors are like looking down on me and being like, you like living?
shunning me.
No, it's great. I like it a lot. I feel like I haven't, it's weird. I've been here for 3 years and I feel like I'm still only like getting the hang of it. You know, it's like I've moved around a lot. But I think for music and for creating, it's been great. It's just different, you know, like I never had a chance to make music really in Ireland. Like I kind of moved here from the get-go. It's just like hard. It feels, I don't know, it's like I don't have a community of people I'd create with in Ireland, like music wise, but I'd love to find that. Everyone I collaborate with is like here now, you know. So that's really nice to have, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you also found like moving to a different city has inspired you in different ways when you are writing music?
Yeah, like so much of my music, I just realized like the songs I've been writing are all like about missing home. And it's so weird. I'm like, whoa, like I didn't realize I felt like that. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, girl, just move home. Like it's just weird like being on the other side of it, because then you can like look back and you're like, oh, like all these people that I don't see, like friends, family, and you're like over here doing this thing, so you can reflect on it. And like I feel like that has inspired so many songs that I've written over the last couple of years. Just like maybe it's like as time goes on I miss it more.
Yeah I don't know, like I feel like we have this urge all the time like to just pack up and move to New York, for example.
Let's do it. I'll come
I'm trying to get there for June.
Yes, me too.
Because I'm gonna be there for a month, so I'm just like,
what are you
Kaylee,
gonna do? What are you gonna do? Because you know you can't rent an Airbnb now.
What,
for less than a month?
Yeah,
that's what Tassie's having to do.
There's a new law.
Wait, since when?
Since like the start of this year. They passed this new bill. I think it's because like the New York rental system is like ruined because of Airbnb.
Okay.
So you can't like book an Airbnb for less than 30 days, or you're like not supposed to. So if you get caught, it's like you're screwed. Or like, I don't know. So it's like people are just staying in hotels, but obviously that's so expensive.
Wow. Yeah. No. So. I just wish I knew someone who had a house there. I don't have any New York friends.
Where are these people? Need to get Bumble friends, guys, and like just move all over.
New York. Yeah, I've been trying to go for so long. June. Yeah. But now I'm like, well, I did not know this law.
Was there a reason for the trip or just like for vibes?
Just for, so my flatmate now, we kind of do like, she's a director, photographer, and like, we were like, we got to go to New York.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's just like one of those places, isn't it? It's so cool. I just want to go.
Have you been before?
I went when I was younger. I don't really remember. So I'd love to go now and, like, really experience it.
Yeah. We went last year, and I think that's, like, the reason I'm itching. It's because I went. If I didn't go, I'd be like, oh, I can hold out another... Well, I'd never been, so another 20 whatever years. But now I'm just like, no, this has to be a yearly...
It's magic.
Yeah. Is it as good as, like, you imagine it to be?
Yeah. I think from, like, an inspiration perspective, like, I just found... Because it's such an overstimulating place, you're never lacking inspiration.
Yeah.
Like, even just, like, from a culture perspective, going to all the galleries, like, you just, I just feel like I was inspired from every single corner, every single day.
Yeah.
It was almost, like, too much inspiration, which I'd take any day over just being, like, stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
So,
just I just had a good time as well. Like, I was just never sad.
Never.
We literally were there. I was there for 10 days and I literally never felt sad. I was like,
oh, so this nice.
But then that's why I couldn't move there, because I was like, it's just going to get...
It's like a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a bubble.
But I think I'd...
You want to preserve that.
Yeah, it needs to be that, like, sacred
thing.
Yeah,
it's, I went to LA in November And like that was like that. It was like every day was just happiness, like pure happiness. Like I don't feel this in London, you know. So, but it's like a bubble. It's like once you move there, maybe you're like, okay, this is
it becomes reality. A bit too real.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to like make the dream a reality almost.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness me.
I mean, I would.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat. I would.
If someone was like, gun to your head, move to New York.
Oh, my God, I would.
Oops, I'm there.
Yeah, New York's so
cool.
Okay,
well, we have to figure it out. We have to all figure it out for June.
Let's go.
Somehow get there.
Speaking of inspiration, I don't know if this how accurate this is, but I read online that you were inspired by Thrasher magazine.
Mm. Oh my gosh, this must be like a really old...
Yeah, it was like, I think it was from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking just about like that topic of inspiration and like where you as an artist like draw your inspiration from, like not necessarily from other artists, but like are there other like mediums, whether it's like films, TVs, magazines, that you like find yourself drawing inspiration from more and more these days that you like... not necessarily expected when you first started writing music?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I've always almost maybe sometimes more than like albums or like artists like got inspiration from magazines or books, film. Like I was just randomly obsessed with like skateboard magazines like Thrasher. Like I was talking about it so much at that time. And like the photography and like those people in it. I feel like, yeah, I'm a big fan. There's this photographer, like, this is like really New York. Like, this is where I want to go. Like, there's this old, this photographer, David Sorrenti, and like, he kind of took all those photos of like people in New York, like skating and like models and like so cool. And I don't know, I just, it's so, I love staring at like those images that you can feel like a story in it. And like, it's really dark, but like, I like love sometimes when you've like, I don't know about you guys, but like, I'm really bad at finding new music as well. Like, I was talking about this to someone the other day, like, I find it so hard to find, even on Spotify, like, I'm so bad at finding new artists, and, like, I just, like, look at photos and, like, film a lot for inspiration, even for writing or music videos.
This is very on topic, then. So should we jump into your big five? Actually, I do quickly want to talk about the music videos.
Okay.
Because I love them.
Oh, thank you.
I think they're really good. And
thank you.
Don't forgive me, remember which song it was. But the one with the
Forgiven.
Car. And there was like...
Some sort of Taxi like, Driver.
I was literally like, this is really good.
Thank you.
What's your like process for music videos?
I used to be such a control freak. Like, I was like, I have the idea. And then I feel like I stopped so many good videos happening because I was like, so... Like, I'm realizing now, I don't know, maybe it's not a bad thing, but it's like, if it wasn't exactly how I wanted, I was like, let's just not do it. But sometimes you can just do it, and then like the next time it will be better, you know? It can be, it doesn't have to be the best thing that you've ever done. But I used to just, I don't know, it'd be like, while I was in the studio, I'd be like, what if the video was like this, you know? Like, or what if we did this? And then you kind of just, I don't know, like finding people to make it with. And then nowadays, like, I love making with, like, friends. Like, the like my flatmate, Luvi, like, we make videos together. She did my last video. And, like, it's just crazy how, like, you when you feel comfortable, like, on a set or something like that, like, it's just so much easier. But, yeah, I love making music videos. I love watching, music videos. Yeah. It's kind of a shame that they're not. I feel like it's like a dying art.
I hope it doesn't die because I think there's something so nostalgic about, like, do you remember like going home from school, putting on MTV?
Why is just, there like, not watching? A thing?
Yeah, it's like not really a big thing anymore.
Yeah,
unless it's an artist I feel like you like quite religiously.
Yeah,
I don't watch. I don't see them.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
I don't feel like I see them, and then when I get into like a little spiral, I'll watch so many in one go.
Yeah.
And I've worked on a few now, so it's kind of like there is actually so much work and like creativity that's going into this. And I was just like working on one recently and I was like, oh, people aren't going to see this. And this is really sad because
really
good. I love music videos.
I love music videos.
They're just short stories,
so
right?
Much. So good.
They're short stories, but, well, they're short films.
Short films.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Especially really like when you listen to a music video and then you kind of have an idea of I mean, some people listen to music differently, but I always picture in my head what I feel like the music video would be like.
Yeah,
100%. And then like going to watch it and seeing how then the artist thought, it's just, it's such a cool experience.
Yeah, so true. So yeah,
I hope it doesn't die. I really hope it doesn't.
I'll keep doing them for
you guys. Okay, let's do big five.
Yeah,
let's I know I sent you the little prompt sheet.
Yes.
How did it go?
You know what, like, I'm so nervous because, like, every time, you know, when someone asks you what your favorite anything is, and you're like, I forget everything that ever existed.
Yeah. Well, we're a bit hypocritical because we've yet to do ours. So,
yeah.
I don't think I can sit down and do it. Oh, so no.
I'm really, like, I'm a really indecisive person as well. So I feel like I have a lot of favorites of one thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's, I had some, something came to mind. That's
if you've got more than five, that's okay.
Yeah, I said honorable mentions as well. So go crazy.
Okay. Well, what are we diving into?
You mentioned film.
Yeah, film.
Let's start with film.
My favorite genre of films is like gangster movies.
Okay.
So I think I think Taxi Driver, there's a movie called Taxi Driver that is like I have a song called Taxi Driver.
Was that the link when you were writing?
Maybe. Like, I feel like I wanted to, the video is like very, I think, different to the movie, but I was like, it's always been like one of my favorite movies, like the soundtrack, like just everything. Scarface as well, one of my favorite movies. I don't know where this love comes from. I'm literally like scared of violence. Like, I don't think I've ever raised my voice like above like a certain decibel. I love gangster movies, so I think Taxi Driver, like, that's probably my favorite movie. What else is my favorite movie? I like anything with like Tom Hanks in it.
Anything he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to get... No, that's such a... Like, I didn't try to get him in a music video.
Stop it. Explain. Explain, because...
I asked. Like, I have a song called Postman.
Yeah.
And I... Like, that came out, like, 3 years ago. Like, I called the guy... Like, I called my A&R and I was like, what if we... Like, can we get Tom Hanks to be the postman?
What if
you
just
call
Taylor?
What if you just call Taylor? Literally, he was like, "No, we cannot." Like, I'm so sorry.
Someone did that. Someone did that.
They got him.
Was it Paul Rudd? Someone did something with
recently.
Someone famous.
Someone did something.
It was a. I feel like it was a music video. Maybe it wasn't, but I remember it was like a pipe dream of like, let's get Tom Hanks. It might have been Tom Hanks. I might be lying.
That would be, I'd be so jealous.
But it was something so cute.
If you never ask, you never know.
Exactly.
I'm so for that.
100%.
100%. Yeah. Okay. We love a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Especially because they come true.
Yeah.
Like, people, dreams come true.
No, it's so true. Like, will I tell you guys a pipe dream of mine right now?
Go on.
Like, I want to like play... Stevie Nicks, did you see she's coming? She's playing in London. Bark. Like, I want to like support her.
She's
well.
On tour as well. That's
not a pipe dream. That's not even a pipe dream.
She's my queen. I think it's like June or July.
Okay. Fine,
we'll
make it happen.
100%. Yeah,
we're there. It's out there.
We'll pull some strings.
Witch power. She's my queen.
Are you going to the Hyde Park one, or are you going to one of her shows?
Hopefully. I don't have tickets. Like, I need to see that show regardless. Yeah. She's like my hero.
Yeah, I feel like I'm torn between two things right now. So I bought Shania Twain BST Hyde Park before Stevie was announced. And I'm like, fuck, because... What do I do? Because I'm going to Shania, but I want to go to Stevie, and it sold out, and I was really poor when they came out. So, I mean, quite poor now, but I could walk out right now, and I'm so upset.
You have to pick one or the other?
Well, I wouldn't. I'd go to Stevie if tickets were released, because they're real resale now. They're like trillion
pounds. They'll be so expensive.
Maybe you'll find a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way. We will.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'm working on. Maybe we should get her for a video. I want her to be... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She's like, plays so my mother, like, in a music video.
So
iconic. That would be so iconic.
Yeah, that would be so beautiful. I love her.
Okay, so film. Did you have any other honorable mention?
Okay, so those are the ones coming to mind. Like, I'm... let me think on it. I'll shout out a film at a random point.
Okay, fine. What other categories did you have
for? There was TV show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so... I feel like I'm a Gossip Girl.
So are we.
We love Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Yes. I'm rewatching it like for like the third time, so it's on my
really
mind.
Good.
Yeah, it's so good. Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I've only the just show, started yeah. watching that.
Yeah.
Really
it's
never
the best.
Seen it before.
Have you seen Desperate Housewives?
No. I know. I feel like I'm the only person who I don't really watch like the I just yeah.
No, because
get on that.
Am I getting it right? Is it Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, the one where...
Okay, it's because I get it confused with Real Housewives.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
No, Desperate Housewives. The
the like, drama.
Yeah, the drama. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
If but, I get yeah. invested in it, like, it will consume. Like, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I gotta True. Choose. It's
yeah, like, fine.
You
know? Fine.
Yeah, you can't... I feel like those are the type of shows that you have to commit to.
Yeah.
You can't just half-assed it.
Yeah.
It will take over.
Yeah, 100%. Your life. Gossip Girl is everything.
It's great, and it's so... It makes you want to go to New York yes. more than anything, you 100%. Know?
We sat on the Met steps no. when we went, and we oh. sat there for, like, 3 hours. We were there for
a long time.
I
love
it.
A long time.
And I was just like, oh,
it's just,
this is
it's
the
so
life.
Good. It's so good.
I was born to live this life.
Okay.
Really
happy with that.
Yeah, really happy with that.
Love
You're
that.
Allowed Thank to stay.
Well,
You're not
so
getting kicked
nervous.
Out. Okay.
Wait, what were the other categories?
I think there was like music. Like, I mean, that's a hard one, right?
Music. I've been listening to what are, like so much of the old like the Lana album, Ultraviolence,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is just like not the vibe for summer as well because
yeah.
like the sun's out. I'm just like stuck yeah. in my like sad Lana
yeah.
era. Which has been so nice. New music, I've been listening to the Japanese House album a lot.
Okay.
I like count on other people to tell me for like a new artist. So
yeah.
I'm a creature of habit. Like I just go yeah. back to the stuff I like have listened yeah. to before.
Whoa! If this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, we're midway through the episode. This is Tati and Kaylee checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube and our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials because we post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much more.
Anyway, back to the episode. What's your style when listening to music? Do you, like, if you, for example, I don't know if you listen to your, like, Discover Weekly and stuff on Spotify, but if you discover a song by an artist, are you the type of person to go and listen to their full discography? Or are you just, like, keeping that in your liked songs and moving on?
If it hits, like, if I find something new that makes me feel so excited, like, I will go and, like, listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best feeling. I feel like mm-hmm. that's so mm-hmm. exciting. Like, I feel like it happens so rarely, but like when it happens, it's so good. I'm like,
yeah.
oh,
yeah.
like I just like love finding something new. But I think, yeah, I need to wait. I actually found this thing and I forgot what it's called. Somebody put me onto it. It's like a radio station
okay.
and it's like a map of the world. And it literally, no, I forget what it's called, but it changed my whole, it's like so crazy. You just click on a country, like I clicked on Ireland
yeah.
and then it plays like just anything, like it's like a radio and you have to listen to the whole thing. You can
that's
click
cool.
like go to like Brazil and just like listen to like random artists from Brazil. It's so good.
That's
yeah,
really
that.
Cool
yeah,
and somebody sweet. Did like you can do like some band did like a collab with them so they have their own island and then it's like playing like their favorite songs. It's so good.
That's actually really good. Whatever it is, we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
It reminds me around like Spotify Wrapped time, there's this other app that it makes like your ideal festival lineup based on like what you
yeah.
listen to.
That's crazy.
What would your ideal
oh,
festival
my gosh.
Lineup be?
Mine would be a mess. Like everyone would be so sad and like so miserable.
I think that's fine though because as long as that's all like the same vibe, mine
yeah.
would be a bit of everything, and then no one would come.
No one would
because
come.
They'd be like, "Oh, I like one artist on the list, and no one else."
Yeah.
Well, you could have different stages.
Yeah, different nights. Okay, that's
yeah,
so interesting.
Fine.
Okay, like my headliners, maybe like I've got to say Stevie, like,
mm-hmm.
but Fleetwood Mac, like
mm-hmm.
that would be crazy because that was I saw them live one time, probably the best concert I've like seen. I was like so young, so good.
That's mm-hmm. so good.
Fleetwood Mac, okay. I'm a Radiohead fan,
yeah.
big fan.
Yeah.
So maybe them on like the Sunday.
Okay.
Friday, I wanna have someone crazy. Who is it? Are we doing like alive people or like
dead? Yeah,
dead or alive. To be fair,
whoever.
This is like a dream lineup.
This is crazy. Whoa. I feel like only people above the age of like 50 are gonna come to my festival. No,
that's fine. That's like good vibes though. Like maybe, it's just chill vibes.
Prince. Are you putting yourself?
Prince. Oh, can we have
Prince? Yeah, Prince is good.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, what day of the week is Prince going on?
He. Oh, I was gonna say Friday. Okay. Is that like disrespectful? He should be like
no
Saturday, Friday.
No, because you've got Fleetwood Mac and you've got
Radiohead. This is all. We could do Prince on the Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Open the show.
Yeah.
It's a good opener.
Oh my gosh.
And we're all camping, so.
Yeah, we're all camping.
We need some morale.
We're doing a duet. We're all.
Okay, yeah. You're going to duet with all of the.
Well, with all three.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Understood.
It's planned.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Okay, what other categories did I give you? Film, TV, books?
Read? Oh my gosh. Yes. I just finished. This is really maybe niche, but I feel like it's just amazing. Have you guys read a book called Flow?
No.
I'm not a big reader. Oh my gosh. I always ask Kaylee for book recommendations, and I'm yet to finish a book.
She's yet to read one I've recommended.
Like, or even just one I bought. buy books.
It's hard. I'm like that as well, though. People like literally tease me because they'll be like, you've been reading that book for a year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Me?
Okay. Yeah. You're allowed.
You're allowed. It's crazy.
Busy. I'm idle.
Do you watch or do you prefer like fiction or like real, like, you know, like a self-help, like that kind of vibe?
I'm a bit of both. Like, I've been on the self-help wave.
Yeah.
Just because I find them easier to like pick up and drop off.
Yeah.
But then when I love like spy books, like anything spy mystery related, I love.
Oh, I love that. Like a murder mystery.
Yeah, exactly. So like that would be my idea of like a good fiction.
I've got recommendations.
Okay, give them to me.
Okay, this one is like the opposite. This is like, this is for the girlies. If you're a guy, it's just basically a book like literally about your period and just like changed my whole life.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I want every woman in my whole life to read it. It's called Flow. I forget the author's name. But yeah, it's just like, I recommend it. So good.
And I'll read it.
That's out.
So this is non-fiction. Really this is,
no,
or
this
is
like, no, it's just like a book about like literally how your hormones control your whole life. And it's just so, so amazing. Okay, nice. And yeah, it's just like really powerful. I recommend that. Then this is like totally the other side of the spectrum. But this book, my favorite author right now, this girl called Eve Babette.
Mm-hmm.
I got this book in LA and I was like reading it while I was there. And it was like the perfect, you know, the perfect match, because it's like all about, she's like writing about her life, like when she lived in like LA, and it's like so real. Oh. It's like old Hollywood, nice. And like that's my vibe. That's my vibe. It's my favorite type of book. I love that.
I do need to read more non.
Oh no, I'm so bad at reading.
Books. Oh, you read so much
fiction.
Yeah,
I'm still reading.
Yeah, still reading
your brain.
You. Thanks, guys.
You're doing better than us.
Yeah, like I feel like you could, like it could be the silliest of books, and it's, who cares?
Yeah,
as long as you're having a good
time.
Your brain
is being trained.
Exactly.
Reading, expanding your vocab.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I need to get on it so much. There's this one book series that I can't get enough of. It's called The Gallagher Girls.
Oh,
you will know.
It's from like when we were about
12.
I didn't know it.
Yeah, The Spy Who Loved Me?
Yeah, that's one of them. It's like, I'd tell you I love you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Oh my gosh, wait, I feel like it sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like a spy school for girls.
Okay.
And it's just incredible.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually reading those.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow. Are they good? Are they as good as you remember?
Yes.
Yes.
They're just like silly, fun books, and I'm just like, they're giggling and kicking my feet.
Yeah, I need something like that. I'm like intense. I'm like studying. I'm like highlighting. Like,
Flow does sound really interesting, because like, just not to get into the reproductive system.
Yeah.
But like the way we literally have four, like we should technically be living our lives differently every week.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Like to balance to go in line with like how our hormones are changing, we get like 1 week where we're in balance.
No, but that's
Because it's like you're either your body's either preparing
space balance.
Yes.
Because I was gonna say I only have 1 week where I'm
when you're regulating.
Feeling great.
Yeah, fine.
Same.
I genuinely, truly hate it.
Because no, I have, it's real.
The week leading up to my period, yep. I've got breakout. It's yep. routine. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
My skin gets really bad. Week two, obviously, yep. Week three, recovering.
Yep.
And yeah. then I have the 1 week.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, you have no idea. But this yeah. is what I just say, it affects everything. And like, it's reading this book, even just when you feel more creative yep. or like mm-hmm. when you feel like hanging out with your friends, yep. like when you want to be alone, mm-hmm. like it just helped me so much, even just for like making music. I'm like, oh, like some days I just don't want to be in a room with like other people because yep. like it's so hard yeah. to like talk. So like then I'm like, oh, I'll just like write by myself or something. Yeah, so yeah.
it helps yeah. you understand yourself a lot more and then just plan yeah. your life in, yeah. in a better way. Like mm-hmm. even in terms of what you eat at mm. different points of yeah. your cycle, like it's wild.
We were never taught this. Like no, I had no
and
idea.
We never will be because no. they don't care.
No,
they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. And this is way to get my. But we're gonna go. When I was doing sex education, like the PSHE, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I remember the video they showed us of like the period and like the amount of blood, and they were like, "It's
oh my god,
this much." And cut to me now.
Yeah,
going, girl.
Not that
girl,
much.
No,
is it?
I don't
lied?
Remember learning at
Who
all.
Who lied?
Like I say some things sometimes. Maybe I just like blanked it out. Like I'll say something and people are like, "What? Like that's not how it worked."
No, like we oh, didn't. Yeah. It was never like a huge part of like school.
No,
I never remember it being like, "Okay, this is how we deal with this, guys. Like, don't worry.
Yeah,
you're gonna feel a bit off. Like, you're not gonna understand your emotions and why you feel this way. Like, never.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it was." Just like, oh, you'll cramp.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, oh, you're like, gonna be cranky. That's like 1% of the problem.
It's like a horror. Yeah. They're like, your life is gonna be over.
Yeah, they said Carrie, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Carrie.
But anyway, speaking of writing music.
Yes.
What do you have coming up? Like, what can people look forward to and where can they like find all of your music?
Ooh, I'm kind of, so hopefully I have a new little song coming out next month.
Ooh.
I put out a song last month. Oh, February. It's a song called End of the World. And I feel like that was my first track out of just like this year, 2024. So I've just been really enjoying, like, just have so much kind of songs I really love over the last couple of years. And like, it's nice to go back and it's weird. You could write, like, the song I'm putting out next month, I wrote like 3 years ago.
Wow.
And it feels so much more relatable to me now than like when I wrote it. And it's just so cool. Like, I think that's really nice because you can like work on something and be like, oh, but when is it ever going to like come to fruition? Yeah. Is it just like sitting there? So it's like really nice now to feel like, oh, like these songs still like feel true and.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting them out and hopefully doing... I'm just, like, back kind of rehearsing, hopefully doing some little shows.
Oh, love it.
We'll be
in
there.
London, yeah. We'll be there. Front row.
Hell amazing. Yeah. End of the World is a banger, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Such a banger.
Thank you.
I love it. It's very, yeah, it's very good.
How is that, like, I know you just mentioned, like, your relationship with the song changing. Does that happen with songs you've already released? And how comes you sat on the song for that period of time?
Yeah, like, even for, it's a weird one. I find it hard to stop sometimes, so I feel like you get into this, like, just pattern of, like, everyday writing. It could be with someone new. I don't know if that's necessarily, like, a healthy way to do it. It seems to happen to a lot of artists. I think maybe, you know, you just go to a session, you work on music, you find people that you, like, love collaborating with, but I just kind of hit a wall where I was like, whoa, like, I love writing songs, but then it's like, sometimes I'm like, it's like, feel like I'm like diluting it because like, I'm ignoring all this like music. It's just like waiting here to come out. So I feel like it changes my relationship with it because I'm like, oh, it almost ages. Like sometimes like with this song that's coming out, it feels really relatable to me now, but some of the songs I'm like, I don't know if I can ever get back into that headspace, you know, like, which is kind of like a weird feeling. And then once they come out, I think it's like based on seeing other people's connection with it. Like I sometimes don't even, I feel weird like talking about what a song is about. Cause like, you know, when you listen to another artist's song and you're like, this is what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to like ruin someone else's like version.
Yeah. I was actually reading a book today. I read.
Whoa.
It's The Creative Act. And it was basically saying how like the same one.
No, you've been reading that for so long.
No, that's me.
It was basically saying how like true like creativity and like art is like as a creator having the freedom to like express yourself without trying to force other people to like trying to force a perspective or a point onto someone else, and then as a consumer having the freedom to just receive it and however you want to receive it. So that is interesting. I feel like a lot of musicians do say that, like they just want people to take from it whatever they take from it, because everything is just up to interpretation. So I think that is it. I think it is like a really like just magical way to listen to music.
Yeah, it's
when you
true.
Just like create your own like idea of what that means. And it is interesting like hearing everyone's like different interpretations of different songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's interesting.
I guess it circles back to like the music video thing.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
I do get thrown off when I see a music video and I'm like, whoa.
This is not what I pictured.
This isn't how I remember it.
I know.
In my head.
It's true. It's like you were like you're like, no, this is not my music video that I play in my head. But yeah, I think it's like as long as you I'm trying to just like always feel like I love what I'm doing or putting out, because then like it hopefully translates through when people are listening. But you know, it's all just like sometimes even with End of the World, like that song was so felt really nerve-wracking because it was so different to us any like songs I've put out before, and it had been on such a weird journey. But I'm like, that's so fun to be able to just like kind of do something different, like it's like it doesn't feel like fake, it just feels like, oh, like let me just like go in this direction for a minute, and it's like that's so fun.
And like having that freedom to be able to just do that.
And to be fair, like you said before, you were saying, oh, it starts as something then it ends as something completely different. You've literally got, or when you said, oh, you know, you can put something out and then make it better, like that's the beauty of music as well. Like you don't have to put out the best song in the world first, you know. You know what you want to do different for the next
It's like drawing paint at a wall, like and my favorite part, I just love write like songwriting, so it's like as if even with End of the World, even though I'm like, why does this sound like everyone could be like dancing in a club, but I'm like, I still hear the lyrics and I'm like, it's still like a sad song. I still feel like it's like a sad song, you know.
A sad song, girl.
I'm just sorry. Like... I'm never beating the allegations.
Never ever beating those allegations.
Quickly before we finish, I want just a quick fire question, which I immediately thought about. When you're listening to a new album from an artist, do you listen on shuffle or do you listen in order?
Oh, in order.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
I feel like that's
the
only correct answer.
Do people say shuffle?
Some people do.
Some people do.
But I feel like they just don't. Maybe. No. I feel like anyone who takes music seriously, whether you're like a writer, singer, consumer. You listen in order.
No, I think it's very considered, right? Like, you're picking, you know, it's in that order for a reason.
Yeah, and I'll tend to, like, see the singles. And before I listen, I see where they are. In the, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so if I see that and that's the opener, I'm like, okay. I don't know what I'm in for. If I see it in the middle, I'm like, you put this
It's a curveball. I like that.
I know, I love it.
Okay,
but yeah. Where can people find you?
People can find me anywhere they listen to their music. Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere. You can find me. Don't come find me on the street.
Don't.
Just, you know, I'm just Lucy Blue on all my socials. That's me.
That's amazing. And she's great.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
New York.
New York.
Oh, we're going to all be there.
We'll be there. Living up.
We should all do some sort of like prayer seance. Like, I need it to happen.
Everyone throw in what they, you know, it's just like an open prayer circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Stevie.
You'll see us there, guys. We'll update you on that.
We'll be there.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's so fun.
This is so much fun. Guys, if you're watching, if you're listening, make sure you check out Lucy's music. All the links will be in the description below. And yeah, thank you so much for watching, listening this to this episode. And we'll catch you next time on As Seen In.
Bye.
Bye.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.